It's here and now, and there are just 33 days left until the midterm election, so let's get to our weekly Senate tracker. This week we're looking at Wyoming, where incumbent Republican Senator Mike Enzi is running for a fourth term against Democrat Charlie Hardy, a retired Catholic priest. Bob Beck is news director at Wyoming Public Media. He's with us from Laramie. Bob, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Good to be here.
And I don't think of Wyoming as a swing state at all. It is a very deep red Republican stronghold. Is it going to be an uphill climb for the Democratic candidate?
It is going to be more than an uphill climb. It'll be a couple of mountains for Charlie Hardy to climb. The biggest reason is because of money. Senator Enzi has raised well over $3 million. I spoke with Charlie Hardy this morning, and he's somewhere right around $40,000 to $50,000. So on that alone, it will be very tough.
Well, let's talk about the candidates here. And Senator Mike Enzi, we'll remember, won the primary easily after Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former Vice President Dick Cheney, dropped out of the race. Tell us more about Mike Enzi.
Mike Enzi is somebody who's he's conservative, but I wouldn't call him a right winger. He's probably more of a moderate Republican. Senator Enzi has been very effective, I think, in the Education and Health Committee since he served in the Senate. He is certainly a strong fiscal conservative. One of the things I know Liz Cheney wanted to go after Senator Enzi about was his working across the aisle and compromising. That's something Senator Enzi actually does believe in, and that was something she was going to attack him on. So, again, I would say very strong Republican, but a very moderate Republican.
Well, let's listen to some of him. Here he is speaking on KIML 1270 AM out of Gillette, Wyoming. He's talking about how he photographs Wyoming's landscape, and that gets him talking about the environment.
You know, I take pictures when there's haze out there, too. And it's usually from forest fires, either west of us or in Canada. And that's where the real haze comes from, because we're not managing our forests properly. And it doesn't have a lot to do with coal and the energy business in Wyoming. And so we ought to be a little more concerned about that than trying to solve that problem by putting a lid on energy in the United States.
Is environmental regulation a big deal for people in Wyoming?
Absolutely. I would say that, well, it is the number one driver of our economy here in Wyoming, oil and gas in particular. Wyoming is the nation's leading coal state in the country. It's certainly big in his neck of the way up there in Gillette, Wyoming. And so if it's very difficult to get certainly any of our Republican members of Congress or the governor or even our previous governor who was a Democrat to think that the EPA rules and those types of thing are a good idea.
Well, let's talk about the challenger now, Charlie Hardy. One of his campaign mottos is run with Charlie. He says he's running with the people of Wyoming. He's not taking money from political action committees or corporations. He's been very critical of Senator Enzi for taking money from PACs. So here he is speaking with KCWY out of Casper, Wyoming.
All of our contributions have come from individual people, and I think that's what politics in the United States should be about. My parents taught me that a politician should be someone who listens to the people and who accompanies them in their struggles. What you have today in Washington is people listening to money and accompanying those walking down Wall Street. And I think most people in Wyoming would like to see that change.
What more should we know about Charlie Hardy?
I think the most interesting thing about him, he's a former Catholic priest. He has been outside the country. He's been involved in a number of volunteer efforts. And he is just somebody who, frankly, wanted to run 4 years ago as an independent candidate, this time came back as a Democrat, really would like to raise the minimum wage. He's very concerned about money issues, as you just highlighted, and really thinks that's part of the problem in Congress. We've got too much money in there and too much influence.
But no political experience.
None whatsoever. He is somebody who's kind of learning as he goes, it would seem. And he's, boy, you talk about the epitome of a grassroots campaign. His fundraising efforts involve sometimes very humbling numbers, $5, $10, $15. That's not exactly what Senator Enzi has gotten from PACs.
And so why is he not gaining any traction?
It's a tough thing when you look at our state where it's a 2-to-1 margin for Republicans over Democrats, and it's been since the 70s. Tino Roncalio was the last member of Congress from the state of Wyoming who was a Democrat, and it's just a tough go. Dick Cheney, of course, won that race after Tino Roncalio stepped down. And it's been Republicans ever since. And I think just nobody wanted to run for this race. So we do have some very effective Democrats in the state. We have a couple that are former governors that are sitting out there, one in particular who could run at some point. But most of the Democrats were planning on sitting this one out. They just didn't have a candidate with much experience that was willing to run.
What role are the Cheneys playing in this election, if any?
None whatsoever now. She certainly would have been formidable for Senator Enzi. I don't think there's any doubt about it. She would have had a lot of money. She was ready to attack, and because of a personal problem within her family, had to step out of the race. I don't know if we'll see her again, but she has remained in the state. And that would have been definitely a heavyweight fight had the two of them gotten together. I have, some of the polls showed early on that Senator Enzi would have won that race, but you never know, because I think she would have attracted the people who would definitely come out to vote, and she might have made things difficult for him.
Bob Beck, news director at Wyoming Public Media, talking with us about the Senate race in Wyoming. Bob, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.